Armadoxy for today, The Road to the Center of Light, a five-part mini-series of daily messages dedicated to this very special week in the life of the Armenian Church. 5 days, five inspirations, five sparks that connect to shine the Christ light. Day 4, Dertad. In sharing the story of the great revolution that brought Christianity to Armenia, we have used the metaphor of a fire that burnt away the pain and despair of the pagan world. Haripsime was the spark kindled by Gaiane, and Gregory the Illuminator was the necessary catalyst that made the fire glow. To all of the elements, we now add one more, the air, or more concisely, the fanning of the flames to make the fire grow. Dertad was the power in the kingdom of Armenia. As king, he was the sovereign over the land and ruled as absolute law. Royalty was revered and enjoyed respect from the citizens, albeit insincere, nevertheless enough to keep the players in check. And so, he was feared by the common man. In a story such as the conversion of Armenia, it is easy to lose true heroes to their villainous personality. Dertad, who ordered the conversion of Armenia to Christianity, was the same king who killed Haripsime, Gaiane, and their companions. He ordered worship of pagan gods and goddesses and had no patience for disobedience. If we become overwhelmed with all the negative attributes of his person, we can forget that this antagonist fanned the fire. The more Dertad opposed, the stronger Gregory became. We have heard adages about attitude to remain positive in the face of adversity. We've heard expressions of making lemonade when given lemons. But to see it played out in a story such as this, we realize it's more than having a refreshing drink, but a means of survival, literally. Popular psychology calls this attitude adjustment. We in the church refer to this as discipline, as having faith in God. Gregory's sentence was a capital punishment. Dertad threw him into the pit to finish him off. Gregory didn't fight the king. Instead, through a system of nonviolent resistance, he overcame all the odds. He was disciplined. He used the tools given to him by God: prayer, meditation, fasting, staying focused, and seeing God in the face of his adversaries, including Dertad. Our takeaway is to view attitude adjustments in terms of the tools given to us, such as prayer, meditation, fasting, staying focused, and seeing God in the face of everyone. St. Gregory teaches us this lesson in response to the evil imposed on him by the king. King Dertad succumbed to a grave illness because of the horrors he imposed on the innocent sisters of the Gaiane and Haripsime orders. He was cured by the Illuminator, leading to the conversion of the nation. Plainly, Dertad, the antagonist, is necessary for the story. He fanned the flames for the Christian revolution to explode in Armenia. He is crowned today as a saint in the Armenian Church. Let us pray. Christ our God, you crown your saints with triumph and do the will of all who love you, looking after your creatures with love and kindness. Hear us from your holy and heavenly realm by the intercession of the Holy Mother of God and by the prayers of your saints, especially the King of Armenia who converted the nation to Christianity, Saint Dertad. Hear us, Lord, and show us your mercy. Forgive, redeem, and pardon our sins. Make us worthy, thankfully, to glorify you with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, now and always, unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Apostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.